Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, March 17th, 2025. I have 9 a.m. a call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, first order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 479990 through 480080, warrants 8574 and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, sir. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for March 10th, 2025.
See anything?
No, sir.
No. Move to approve regular session minutes for March 10th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the sheriff's records disposition. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I did notice this morning as I was looking back over this that on the reports from 2007 there was a typo as far as the date it needs retention. I don't know if that's...
Oh, okay. I do see it too.
It's supposed to be 2010.
And it's 2210. Got it. So that'll be box 18 through 33. With that correction date of 1-1-2010?
Correct.
Okay. So, pursuant to the revised Missouri Statute 109.230, subsection 4, these are the documents being presented to the Commission for approval of records disposition this morning.
Correct.
With the correction of the date on the boxes 18 through 33, everything has met and surpassed the retention period by at least 1 year.
Any other questions?
I have nothing else.
Move to approve the records to be shredded, enter into the record the records disposition as presented with the correction.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Next, we'll start on our planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I'll turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the Taney County Commission public hearing for March 17, 2025. This hearing is conducted in compliance with Taney County zoning regulations, which require public hearings for each zoning change application submitted to our staff. At this time, the following documents will be officially entered into evidence: Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps; Exhibit B, staff reports for each case; Exhibit C, staff file with all relative information for each case; Exhibit D, audio files for this case. The hearings will proceed as follows. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to address the County Commission, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room, hand in the completed sheet, and state your name before speaking. All comments and questions must be directed to the Taney County Commission. The public comment session for each case will be conducted once all input has been heard. At that point, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. All right, so today our first order number 03-17-2025-01. The owner is Table Rock RV Resorts, LLC. The request is a rezone from A1/RV to C2. They have both uses on this. There's four parcels. The property is located at, like I said, four parcels on Trophy Run, Branson, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 27 and 22, Township 22, and Range 22. Okay, whereas on March 10th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving the amendment to the zoning district map grid L14, Oliver Township, to rezone four parcels from A1, agricultural, and RV recreational vehicle to C2 general commercial district. These properties are located, like I said, four parcels on Trophy Run Road. I'm going to give you a brief rundown. By the way, that vote was unanimous from the Planning Commission. Okay, so to get you an idea where it's at, we got State Park Marina, we got the camping area, State Park camping area there. So it's right across the road behind like Area 71 and the Hungry Hunter. A little closer view, they've got an access here off 165, I guess. Then again, Trophy Run. They got another access in this point right here. Here's the four parcels. You got one, two, three, and this little sliver here makes four. Get you a little closer. So I think they want to have an access right here. I got a rendering of that. And then another one just past this fire station right here, somewhere in this area. Present zoning, so all around it except for this parcel right here is all conservation department. And then they are A1 on all these three parcels, and then this one down here would be RV1. So after talking to the applicant, we decided C2 is probably the best route to grab their uses.
So it'd be a C2 blanket for all of it, Cody?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's the request. And it meets the area around it really well. Here is a rendering of what the overall project will look like. Once again, the main access down here on 265. The access off Trophy Run. Looks like they're going to have a lake, some amenities here in the center. Topo of the project, kind of gives you an idea of the layout of the land and how it's going to be done. So this is the entrance off 265, 165, whatever it is. It's hard. It goes both ways depending on what map you're on. This is looking in that, right where that'll be, looking to your left or your east, looking to your right. Trophy Run access, looking up it if you pull in, looking to the left, looking back to the right. Here's a couple, I got like three drawings of the buildings that are going to be in this location. So we've got our sales center here. Cabin one. Cabin two. And with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner.
My name is Carl Finkenbinder. I'm
with the property owner and the developer, Table Rock RV Resort. The name is a little bit misleading. This project does not have any RV in it, nor do we plan on having any RV in it. As Cody mentioned, we are asking for C2, not just an NR3 or a lesser use. And the primary reason is that amenity core there that he's circling will be open to the public and will include more full-service restaurant-type stuff, so which isn't a use that's allowed in NR3 or NR1. So we need that commercial aspect of it, which will sell food and beverage and then merchandise and that kind of stuff. You probably saw some renderings. The goal here would be this to be a Margaritaville resort. We have a letter of intent signed with Margaritaville. We do not yet have a full franchise agreement signed, but I anticipate that if that occurs, it'll happen in the next 30 days. But with the letter of intent signed, we wanted to give, you know, full transparency what the goal was here. And so that being the case, it would certainly be something that's the commercial hub there in the middle, something that's open to the public. And so for that reason, we needed C2 zoning. And in looking at the uses contiguous to the property, it was most consistent with it. You can see there that all the uses around it are either conservation or C2. The closest housing, I guess you would say, would be there to the northeast, and it's NR1. So there, at the P&Z, there wasn't any objection. I think there was no opposition to its use. I think it's in a good place in terms of commercial activity, far enough away from any residential area to not be a disturbance. Also, the main thoroughfare is a major state highway, heavily trafficked, 165. The primary interest, as you said, is right there through the old RV park. There was an old decrepit RV park that we got rid of. We do not anticipate having to widen that MoDOT entrance at all. That will be the entrance that has existed there for a long time. It'll be the same. Devin spoke to Devin briefly. There will be a secondary exit off of Trophy Run. There was an old entrance, just kind of a dirt road in there, but if we utilize that, we'll have to get with Taney County Road and Bridge for a permanent exit. It would be a secondary back entrance to the development off of Trophy Run there.
Is that about where that work trailer is up there?
Yes.
On top?
Yep. Okay. Just on the north side of that power line that comes through. There's a KMO power line that comes in there. So on the north side of it, there's an entrance that we would put in. A secondary entrance. I've already spoken with Taney County Sewer District. Brad, we've gone over some initial figures, kind of what we think the volume, what the impact to the sewer district will be, and we've given our engineering numbers to them, and they've given it to their engineer, and they're going to obviously review it on their own and come back with us. I think their expectation is that we are going to have to pay for any upgrades to the sewer system to the extent some are required. So we don't know that answer yet, but Brad is aware of the project and the needs that will occur with the sewer. We'll have our own private water system. You can kind of see with this topo, the topography. I call it Taney County Flat. There's actually a good section right there in the middle that lies really well. But there on the upper site to the east of the power lines there is where we put the water system to get the elevation drop for the development. But probably one well will service the whole development, multiple holding tanks, but one well will probably service the whole development. That is not fully engineered yet, so we're working through that. Initially, I guess at max capacity, we would write the development documents to